Yo, what's going on, people? You are tuning in to the Mind of the Wu-Tang Podcast. How's everybody doing so far? Everybody doing good? Everybody enjoying their weekend so far? Shit, I'm enjoying my weekend, you know? Just came back from my, younger cousin's college graduation from West Point. It was pretty dope. It was pretty dope, you know? I remember like her just like watching my aunt, uncle, just teaching her how to walk. And now she's just like a badass military officer and shit. You know, I don't know how the rankings in the military goes, but she's somewhere up there. That's all I can say. All right. But shit, I wasn't really ready for the whole graduation to be outside in the football field. I thought it was going to be indoors. So, you know, I would have sprayed myself with, like, sunblock. But, like, they wouldn't let you have, like, bring, like, spray bottles in the building or the football stadium for security reasons, I'm assuming. So now I'm, like, fucking having sunburn and everything. It doesn't sting or itch or whatever. But when I look in the fucking mirror, it's just, I just look like a fucking, the old Washington Redskins logo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's ridiculous, but, you know, that's why I'm drinking a lot of water right now, trying to be, you know, hydrated. And I'm thinking about getting some, like, you know, cream to, like, make it, heal faster and shit later on, but whatever, you know? So, yeah. So, how's everybody doing? Doing all right? You know, just living life, enjoying the nice hot weather. Man, it was hot as hell this weekend so far. I mean, I don't mind, you know, I like it better. I like the hot, the heat, like feeling the heat better than the cold. I hate the fucking cold. I hate the sting of the cold, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate during the winter when, you know, when you go in your car, it's freezing as hell, and then you have to wait for your car to heat up, and you're just shaking, and you're just telling the car, hurry the fuck up and be warm already. What the fuck? Come on, man. You know, and you can't, and the thing is, you can't start driving right away because it'll fuck up, you know, your engine or whatever. So I'd rather deal with the heat, you know, because you can find the shade and everything. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a good summer so far, but I'm excited, because starting not tomorrow, not the Monday tomorrow, but the Monday, next Monday, I'm going to be, you know, visiting Bolivia, you know, with my roommate, since he's Bolivian. So it's probably going to be like the first country, third world country that I'm going to visit outside of the United States, you know? I mean, I went to Aruba, but that shit doesn't fucking count, all right? Family vacations don't really count. I mean, they do count, it's fun, but I want to go on, like, an adventure, you know, with friends, so you can experience shit, like, yourself as an individual, you know? As an independent, still, I guess, young, early 30 something old, like old man. I have to add old man to the end of that, because people around my age range and even like 20 year olds that are like younger than me, they fucking fear about getting older. You know, anybody notice that? Like, young people just fear about fucking getting older. I don't know why. This is like every time, you know, my birthday is coming up in about like this August, you know, in about like 2.5 months, I suppose. And every time my birthday comes up, or you know, my friends ask me, like, what am I going to do for my birthday? But they always ask me the stupid question, like, Andrew, you're turning 33. You're getting old. Are you scared? I'm like, bitch, shut up. You said the same. You asked me the same thing when I turned 18, and also when I turned 21. Like, what the hell? Like, wait, like, are you just gonna keep on getting scared about me, or even yourself getting older? If anybody, any young person afraid of getting older, just get yourself a fucking life alert. You know what I'm saying? And then, cause like, I don't know, man. Like, just stop being negative about it. Get yourself a life alert, and then if you feel like if that fear is coming to you about getting older, press that shit, and then I don't know, the cops, not or a firefighter or whatever will come and say, oh, and you know, shock them because you're an old person that still looks young, and then they'll be like, are you okay? And they'll be like, I'm scared of getting older. Yeah, and they're just gonna be like, fuck you, you little pussy piece of shit, and they'll just walk away, you know. But yeah, it's gonna be an exciting experience going to Bolivia and shit. You know, the hard part is just getting you know, the travel procedure going on. I still have to get the, you know, the little vaccines. Well, you know where, you know, you travel to a different country just in case you don't want to get malaria, or you have to, or you're eating food that's like outside of your country. You know, I gotta get vaccines for that, you know, for yellow fever or whatever, just in case. Because I don't want to go there and eat something and have diarrhea and shit or throw up. It's gonna be probably gonna be the worst vacation of my fucking life if I don't prepare, you know. So yeah, I gotta do that shit. Yeah, I got to take like the COVID test like a couple of days, like at least 2 days before I go on the trip. So yeah, I should be good. Still a little bit paranoid, like about, like, just in case I might get COVID. Like the test says positive, because, you know, even if I don't feel sick, you know, I hear that shit happens and everything. Because there's this coworker, this old guy that works at my job, and I don't know why he does it, but he takes the test. I don't know if he has like the at home COVID test that some people buy. I'm guessing he does that, or he goes to CVS every week, but he gets tested every week, and he's been testing negative every week so far, and finally he got tested positive. Now he can't come to work for like 14 days. I forgot that's how much you have to be quarantined for. But who, like, I don't know, man. Who gives a fuck? Like, this COVID paranoia is kind of like way long past already. But because of that, now we're kind of understaffed, because the fucking COVID test finally told him he's positive or whatever. I'm guessing he fucking touched something or just accidentally, like, he ate something, I guess, that made him cough or got sick a little bit. And boom, finally positive, you know. you might not get like a bunch of chances, but you're gonna get one chance if you keep on trying, right? But yeah, can't wait. Yes, you know, I've been binge watching the whole Dragon Ball franchise. I'm not gonna lie, I think that's that's why I've been doing a podcast for the past, like, I don't know, a month or so, or a little more than a month, because, dude, I've been like going back to my childhood, binge watching Dragon Ball, and I'm not gonna lie, it's such an experience. I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of y'all heard of, you know, Dragon Ball Z, and the recent one, the newest one that came out in, like, 2000, like, around 18, Dragon Ball Super. Yeah, after I saw all that, literally my favorite anime, because, you know, I don't know if you, like, if anybody, when they watch something that, they watch something that's popular when they're a kid, but they don't pay attention to, like, you know, the story or like the small parts. They just pay attention to the action or whatever. Like, yeah, when I, you know, as I got older, I watched that whole thing, the whole Dragon Ball series again. Bruh. I was like, I understand why this is such a classic, you know. It's basically better than Superman. Like, basically the main character, Goku, he's basically Japanese Superman. But I think he's 10 times cooler and 10 times, you know, more exciting. It's a better story than actual Superman, because Superman is just, what, a typical superhero. Like, I don't know. I'm not bagging on Superman, but, like, compared to, like, Goku, man, Superman just looks like a fucking lazy character that got created. It's just a dude that can fly. Looks like he's wearing a suit with a fucking red underwear on, like, over it, over everything, or just with a cape. But Goku is the same story. He's from, like, from another planet. His race is called, like, he comes from a race called the Saiyans. And just like the Superman story, like, his parents and his planet got destroyed by a fucking evil space tyrant named Frieza. You know, I'm not going to get deep into the story. Y'all should watch it if anybody wants to go have seen it and when they're kids, but watch it again. Or if you haven't heard of the franchise, I guarantee you you're not going to waste any of your time. It's probably the most enjoyable nerd session like out there. Please, if you haven't seen it, watch it. You haven't seen it, you missed out a lot, you know, in the whole nerd industry or anime industry. But yeah, you know, he goes into Earth, he crash landed his spacecraft into Earth, and he got discovered by this old, I think, kung fu master, and it was funny because it was one episode when the old master told the story to, you know, Goku's friend, that how he discovered him and how he was like when he was like a baby first. Well, like, before I tell y'all like how he was like when he was a kid, but I have to say the Saiyans, first of all, are like very barbaric, kind of like an alien race. They like to conquer shit. They like to fight, and they eat a lot, you know. They're basically like the fucking space Mongols, you know. It's funny. And then they look human but they all have like that little funky, I guess, that spiked up, like the black spiked up, like, you know, I guess typical old school Asian hair, like pop star haircut. And they have a monkey tail, you know. That's what they look like. But they're just like built barbaric, you know, humans with a lot of pride. They just like to fight, and then they eat a shitload, like to the point where, like, you know, they can eat for like hours, and then they'll still want more, and they never get fat. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they just get stronger. They just train, fight, and eat. It's basically, I'm guessing that's like an exaggerated, like, fucking exaggerated, like, image of like an alpha male, an alpha human, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty dope. But yeah, but anyways, his like grandfather, or I would say his, like, you know, step grandfather, his slash kung fu master. Since the Saiyans, like I said, were barbaric, since he was a kid, he used to like throw temper tantrums, just like throw shit around, and just such a very aggressive baby. But then out of nowhere, like, they were taking a walk, and then he fell off of a cliff by accident, and he landed straight on his head. And right after that, you know, since Saiyans, they're aliens, you know, they don't get killed literally like that easily like us humans do. You know, it's literally almost like they're immortal. You know, they're fucking space aliens at the same time. But he fell on top of his, like, head off the cliff. And then after that, he got brain damage and then became the sweetest little baby, little kid right after that. And after that, you know, it was easier for his grandpa to teach him, train him, you know, about life and, you know, his own martial arts skills. And that's when, like, he met, you know, Bulma, like, one of the first female characters, like, his first best friend. And she's basically, later on, she comes from, like, a rich we say a billionaire, you know, tech company. Like, she's basically like, she becomes later a female Elon Musk, basically. But, or you can say she's basically the female Bruce Wayne, but except she doesn't go on like a vigilante trip like he does. She's just smart and then just knows how to use gadgets, flies a spaceship and shit. So they met, and that's how the whole story starts. And because she was around his village area where his, you know, him and his grandpa live, and she was looking for a thing called a Dragon Ball. And supposedly, if you collect all seven of the Dragon Balls, a big-ass dragon will appear. I forgot what the fucking dragon's name, but the big-ass dragon will appear after you collect all seven and you call for him, you know, to appear. You just grant, like, one wish, and then he'll grant you that wish. So I'm not going to go any deeper into the story, people, but it's hard to explain. You know, I'm not really good at explaining shit, especially when it comes to plots and stories, but just watch that shit, all right? Yeah, but we're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, you know, you guys can guess what I'm going to talk about. The whole, you know, what's in the news lately, since I'm a comedian, all the shits that's been happening to, like, you know, celebrities, especially comedians, you know, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, a random fan tackling Dave Chappelle, and also a little bit of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. Celeb news is getting really popular. It's getting more notice, and it's just exposing how crazy these rich motherfuckers are, these rich entertainers are. All right? So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mind of the Wu-Tang Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy, you know, your water break or your breakfast meal, lunch meal, whatever, or you're taking a shit or whatever. But yeah, just came back. I'm taking a shit, so, and it feels great right now. So yeah, we're gonna get right into it. Yeah, this whole like, you know, celebrity, crazy celebrity relationship news that's been going on like lately, especially, and also when it comes to comedians getting attacked on stage or whatever. I wouldn't say it's getting too crazy. Well, here's the reason why. Because I've been doing stand-up for a little while, so far. So that shit isn't really new to me, because I've seen a few of my friends go through that. I didn't see them get assaulted by an audience member on stage. I seen a few like audience members go on stage and just yell at their face about what they joked about or what they said. And it's very cringeworthy. It's very cringy to watch, and also it pisses me the fuck off. Like, obviously you can't take a joke. Like, you know, why don't you just walk out of the show like and just say nothing and then go on with your night and go to sleep, and hopefully your PMS, like, you know, will be over, all right? But it's now, since, you know, social media is seeing all that, everybody's just now discovering, it's kind of dangerous to do stand-up, and the whole chaos in the media about comedians getting attacked on stage, obviously, to me, and a lot of people said this too, it started with Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars, you know, which was surprising out of fucking nowhere, you know, because I admire both Will Smith and Chris Rock, you know. I admire Will Smith because, you know, I loved his movies, and he was always, you know, giving inspirational quotes, you know, to on talk shows to the audience, and also to, you know, young kids. And I thought he was like mentally at peace by doing all that. But no, it seems like he's just mentally going through a lot because of probably one thing, his crazy ass wife. I know this because, you know, I've seen my friends kind of go through it. You know, if you end up dating or marrying like a person that you think is the one, you know, obviously you don't know what it's like when you're an actual, when you go deep into a relationship or marriage. Like, yeah, you never know, that person, that significant other, that can just turn out to be a crazy person. That's just what's going on between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. And yeah, she's an evil woman. Like, turns out she never really loved him, and she's just always still falling in love with that, you know, dead guy, Tupac Shakur. And I'm not trying to be mean, like, you know, Tupac is a legend in the rap game. You know, I love one of the greatest rappers of all time. But, like, why are you still, you're married to, like, another successful entertainer. And obviously, and then he has a better career, a 10 times better career than you. I mean, maybe that's what it is. She's probably hating, you know, but how the hell are you still going to be thinking about, like, you know, a freaking dead person? That just shows you have you need help too. And she's basically putting all the burden on her husband. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, because Chris Rock at the Oscars just made, like, a little small joke about her, which to me was not that bad, but I, at the same time, I understand why people get offended by it. Because, you know, she's going, what was that? What's that, like, sickness she has? I forgot, but, you know, she's bald. So Chris Rock made a joke that says, Jada can't wait for G.I. Jane 2. And then, you know, at first, when you look at the footage, Will Smith was laughing at that joke at first. And after that, I think she just gave him that look, like that kind of like, oh, are you going to do something about it? Because, you know, he said something about me, your wife, blah, 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 blah. And then out of nowhere, he just walked up on stage and slapped him right in the fucking face out of fucking nowhere. And shout out, you know, hats off to Chris Rock for still keeping it professional. Not like, I guess, fighting back. I mean, if that happened to me, I would have fought back. I think any comedian, especially the ones that are not famous yet, would fight back, because what the fuck? You can't do that shit. If you do that shit at an actual comedy club, like, dude, you're going to get kicked out, probably get jumped by security or, you know, the friends of the comedians, just like what happened to the guy that tried that tackle Dave Chappelle on stage in Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't play that shit. We don't play that shit. Like, how you gonna spend money to go on the show and then like fucking just cause chaos? You know? But yeah, man, Will Smith is losing a lot of, like, you know, movie deals. He, you know, especially Netflix, a lot of Netflix deals, you know, because of that incident. Hey, everything happens for a reason, and karma hits back at you hard all the time. I always believe in that shit, karma, you know. And it's crazy. Well, the Dave Chappelle incident. Supposedly, I found out, like, the dude was not, like, offended by what he said on stage. Like, it seems like he's just a crazy fan. He was like a fucking rapper or something like that. And then he even made a song, like, called Dave Chappelle. And this guy's not even a famous rapper. This is fucking, like, a wannabe rapper. And inspiring rapper. And I saw the picture of his face, like, when he was on, like, the hospital bed getting carried into the ambulance. But, whoo, oh, man, you guys should look it up if you haven't seen what he looked like after, you know, he got kicked out of the show. This And one hand, this guy was handcuffed to the the ambulance bed, and the other hand, his arm was just fucking twisted up. Ooh, oh my God. Ooh, that just looks so painful. And the guy, the way he looked like a wannabe Tekashi 6ix9ine, but a little less, like, with the face tattoos. Man, I don't knock anybody's hustle, but, you know, if you're trying to be somebody like a Tekashi 6ix9ine, I'm not sure if that guy's trying to be, but I think he kind of is, because his style, the way he dressed, his hairstyle, and he looks just like him without the face tattoos. Makes me say, like, you gotta find a better role model in life if you're trying to, like, make it somewhere in life. So, man, it's crazy. Even my coworkers at work, like, some of my friends that know I do stand-up, they even come up to me, like scared. Yeah. Drew, are you afraid? Because I'm afraid for you that you might get attacked on stage. Like, people are going crazy nuts these days. You know, people, you never know, you might get stabbed or even shot. Like, when you say any one joke that can tick somebody off. And my response to them, I'm just like, don't worry. Don't worry. You know, it's been happening a long time. Not that crazy where people get stabbed. But I've seen, even you can go on, like, YouTube and find compilation videos of, like, audience members just heckling, or even, like, people getting on stage and just trying to, like, start something. There's this old YouTube video of, like, a dude. I forgot what country it was. I think it was, like, the UK or Australia. I forgot where it was. But this comedian, he was playing a guitar. And he said something to the guy, I think, in the audience. He was doing crowd work, I guess, while playing the guitar. And the guy was just saying, fuck you, in the audience. And, of course, the comedian was a little hostile. Like, he's saying, fuck you, like, fuck you, bitch. So the guy just walked up on stage, grabbed his guitar, and just smashed him on the head and just walked out of the building. And, of course, the comedian, like, obviously looked hurt, but he was just, I think he was also trying to look like he was trying to toughen it out. But at the same time, he was just, okay. And I'm pretty sure he had to go to the emergency room after that, but. Yeah, and that video was shown, like, probably at least 5 years ago. So this shit was not, in the comedy world, this shit was not new, not really new. So, when this shit is not new to us comedians, this nightmare is not also not new. Right now, it's just because of Will Smith, I think, it happened on the grand stage, the Oscars, like, probably the most famous award show in the whole world. Now the world knows what it's like, kind of like, to be a comedian and have an angry audience member just want to, like, just doesn't like your jokes or just whatever reason just wants to fucking hurt you on stage. Not really new to me, people, but, yeah. I mean, hopefully there's a saying, when there's bad things that's happening, there's good things that will come after that. To me, all this shit happening right now and people are kind of discovering it, I think people are aware. People can get crazy if people are too sensitive or they just want to be a crazy fan. They just want to, like, fucking kill you, just like how John Lennon got killed, you know. But the good part, people are aware now. I think now comedy clubs, and I hope they do it, are probably going to have, like, you know, security guards, especially for, like, you know, the big names, the famous ones, you know, that come in and headline on a Saturday night or the whole weekend at, like, the DC Improv or, you know, the Comedy Store or whatever. I hope they have more security now. And I think us comedians are probably going to go, train in self-defense or some shit maybe. But just like, you know, I'm thinking about doing that, but the only thing I have on stage that will protect me, I don't know if anybody ever went, seen a comedy show or went to a comedy club before. We have a mic stand. Every time we get on stage, after our name, after the host or the MC calls our name on stage, we take the microphone off the mic stand. You know, I think I'll protect myself with the goddamn mic stand. Anybody who wants to start some shit, I'm gonna grab that mic stand and pop. And if it breaks, and I'll tell the host, I'll pay for it. I'm investing in my self defense. Okay, don't worry. But yeah, now we're gonna talk about a Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Just another typical crazy story about rich celebrities just acting cuckoo with each other. But this one, I think Amber Heard is like really a crazy one, and it's funny because their trial, their court trial, is in the Fairfax court in Virginia, right in my area. It's crazy. I don't know why they decided doing that area, but supposedly every time there's people are fans are just outside the building just cheering Johnny Depp on, you know. Supposedly I heard also there's a girl from New Zealand traveled all the way here just to see the fucking trial, just to see Johnny Depp. Fucking crazy. But yeah, supposedly this trial is about, I think this whole situation started a long time ago, since 2014, I think. Johnny Depp was suing Amber Heard, who is I gotta explain who she is because I'm pretty sure a lot of people know who she is, but at the same time, nobody gives a shit and nobody knows who she was. But she has a couple roles in the Aquaman movie and everything. And supposedly Johnny Depp is suing her because they had a rocky marriage, you know, and they had a big argument and fight in Australia somewhere, there's video footage of them having altercation, and I guess Johnny Depp was a little drunk, but you know, and supposedly he was throwing bottles, but also she was fighting back too, cussing him out and just grabbing him, don't leave. So seems like she was the crazy one, even though, of course, Johnny, when any person, when they get drunk, you know, they can get a little crazy, but Johnny Depp was just throwing bottles, you know, in the kitchen, not at her, okay? But he's suing her because after I think they filed for a divorce, she ended up starting a movement about domestic abuse, and of course when that happens, that's gonna make, you know, somebody like Johnny Depp look bad, make it seem that he was literally straight up, you know, hitting her, abusing her, which he really was not, you know. So that was the whole court trial was about. But of course, if I have to pick a side, I'm gonna pick Johnny Depp's side, because he wasn't the one doing much harm. She was the one, but Amber Heard was the one, you know, making all these lies. Even her lawyer sucks, just doing she was just making all these fake faces. He's trying to look like she's crying, but she's not crying. I was just like, man, this girl is crazy. Oh my god, oh my god. And listen, people, I didn't pay much attention to it, but it just shows how crazy, you know, people are. You know, I'm not gonna lie, Johnny Depp looks kind of crazy too, because every actor, every entertainer seems crazy, but Amber Heard is just like I said, doing all those fake cries, and she's just lying, all that stuff, like accusations. But I don't know. And this trial has been going on, and I didn't really pay attention to it because I don't really care about celebrity news. I just want to put that out there. But I'm just hoping that people are like saying, like, it's right now, for the first time, the media is, you know, people are exposing that, like, it's, you know, it's not always, you know, the woman that's a victim, right? It's also the man that's a victim too. So I think this whole thing is starting to turn around a little bit, you know, because it just shows that, you know, how, yeah, Amber Heard, she's really a bad actor for this one, and it's funny as fuck. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure Johnny Depp is going to win. He's going to win this case. But yeah, crazy ass celebrities out there. You know what I'm saying? It makes me think that when I become famous and I see a girl that, you know, that I like, I don't know if I'm not sure if I'm going to go for like a 10, you know, a dime piece. Seems like every time nowadays in society, the freaking really sexy ass girls, and, you know, especially the Instagram models, you know, that a lot of us do follow, kind of, you know, just, you know, it's kind of, it's just because we like to look at their pictures and have like fucking big dreams of marrying or having sex with that type of girl, you know, with the big plastic titties and, you know, booties and shit, you know. I ain't going for that. Even if I'm like a millionaire, even billionaire, like I ain't going for that shit. I'm not going for a 10. I'm going for a fucking 8 or a 7. Even a 6. You know what I'm saying? Because a 10, I don't know, their standards too high, and then they seem like they need to check themselves mentally, for real. That's according to what I've seen. I mean, I don't mind. We all of us dudes don't mind, you know, having sex with y'all, but when it comes to marriage or relationship, come on, y'all gotta put your ego aside. You know, and just have like a fair deal. You know what I'm saying? Because life is hard. You know, stop preaching that, oh, I get money, I get my Gucci bag. I want to get. Yeah, only a few men are worthy of me. Just get your fucking ego out of the side, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if you want a rich millionaire or a rich billionaire, look at the numbers. There's a, when it comes to like the number of men on this planet, there's only a few number of guys that fit that status for your fucking fantasy, okay? And even if you meet them, they know how y'all are. They're gonna be like, fuck you, bitch, like get the fuck out of here. Don't waste my time. You know, you're gonna be a fucking liability. So fuck out of my face. I know Elon Musk will say that shit. Jeff Bezos will say that shit. Fucking, who else? Fucking, I don't know, Mark Cuban. All those guys. They know how y'all crazy women are. So I hope for the future, and you know, and for like, you know, average Joe guys like me, that, you know, make it easier for us. So get your goddamn ego aside. And then if you do, I guarantee you, you're gonna be surprised and satisfied, right? And that's all I have to say for this episode of the podcast. My name is Drew Vu, and I hope you tune in for the episodes next week, or maybe 2 weeks after that, like whenever I'm not busy or binge watching shit. But I promise y'all, you're gonna get entertaining episodes every time you come in, every time you tune in. Don't worry. Thank you for tuning in for the Mind of the Wu-Tang podcast, and I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your nice sunny day. Unless you live in an all cold area or whatever, that never gets summer or springtime. But I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your day too. Thank you and peace out.